CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know what? I think I'm going to have a pretty interesting, nice, pleasant holiday Christmas.
No, but I have to say I'm pretty high. And the Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, everything. This shit is awesome. Hold on. But then you don't want to touch the wiener, man. This shit is pretty fucking bomb. And there's a man on the ground with his wiener out. I hope the content is good because the high is pretty awesome.
Oh, wait, it's...
There we go.
Hello, hello. Happy holidays, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Hello, Captain Morgan. Blake.
Yeah.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
That's cool.
I can't hear anything all of a sudden.
You can't hear anything?
Yeah.
You can hear it now?
No.
Maybe we should start over.
Yeah.
Here,
wait, we're still rolling.
No, yeah, we're still rolling. But
no, it's okay.
But listen.
No.
I can't hear you guys talk. I can kind of hear music.
Interesting.
Well, you know what?
Oh,
well,
there it is.
Those technical issues get figured out at Wild 7 Studios. Hi.
Really?
I'm Mr.
Yeah, that
Red.
Works. Wait, let go.
I'm not going to fucking hold.
Okay, yeah, we're good.
We're good?
Yeah, we're good.
Awesome.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show, Mr. Red's Lair. I am joined once again by Blake, podcast engineer. Captain Morgan, editor here at Wild 7 Studios. Yes?
Yes,
and very welcome. Guys, we had a guest, didn't materialize. It happened, scheduling issue, whatever. It's okay. So we're sort of figuring out what we were going to do for this episode, and we decided let's go down to this place we call the Candy Hole, get some what they call THC distillate, and I would eat it and see what happens. Unfortunately, the Candy Hole was packed. My friend Frankie said make an appointment. He said come back at 3 or 4, but then we said, you know what, let's go to the Candy Store, which is another place that sells THC products. And
are you high already, Nas?
Yeah, no, yeah. Not yet. But listen, we're going to try some of this, and then I'm going to tell you guys a Christmas story, a downtown Christmas story.
Okay.
And we're going to just vibe out on downtown stuff. You know what I mean? Downtown is a fun place. Downtown Los Angeles, home of Wild 7 Studios. But before we do that, Captain Morgan, do you want to do like a taste test of this stuff that we got at the candy store?
Okay.
Or wait. You don't know. You know what?
No, yeah, we can.
I don't know if you do it. I don't know what your situation is. You know, like if you do these things, I don't know.
Well, I bought one.
Oh, you bought, okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I didn't know if you wanted to keep it on the DL or whatever. I'm sorry.
No, it's
but, okay.
Okay,
cool. So what we got is at this candy store, we're going to taste test. We're going to do a little thing. We got this thing called Jeter Juice, liquid diamonds. It's a THC product. It has, let me put on my glasses to read the facts here. The nutrition facts. It has 82.91% THC. Now, to illustrate how much THC that is, for instance, the bag of shake that I usually get is 20-something percent THC. This is 82. That's quite a bit of THC.
Yeah.
So what we'll do for today's show, Jeter Juice, Liquid Diamonds, we're going to take a hit of those, and then I'm going to tell you a Christmas story, a true story that happened here in downtown. Sound fun?
Yeah.
Sound fun? Okay, cool.
Do we have Christmas music?
I think we do. If you search the bank, there might be something, holiday cheer or something. If you find it, it's probably in there. I hope this shit's charged.
Yeah, we do.
We do?
Yeah.
Sweet. Nice. Cool. So right before I do the story, you could play the Christmas music and stuff. It'll be beautiful. Happy holidays, everybody. Happy Hanukkah, Ramadan, Kwanzaa, Christmas, and all of the holidays. Every holiday. Okay. So, gang, I don't use a lot of fucking... Hold on. My headphone popped out. I don't use a lot of, like, these vape pen things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do they come charged?
I think it should be.
Yeah? Okay.
Hopefully.
Right. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I got this backwoods vape battery.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I got this.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to try it. And then we're going to see. It's sticky. Is that normal?
Sometimes.
Wait. What's sticky?
Yeah. Take off that.
Take the rubber.
Oh, this thing. Yeah. I take off the rubber thing off the end. Oh, and then I screw it. I remember this now. Okay. All right. And then basically, I think what I do is I tap once, right?
You hold the button and you inhale.
Wait, double click it. Is it on?
Those ones, I don't know. I just press the button and then you hit it.
The fuck?
And you like hold.
That is sticky. You might need to charge it, actually.
Oh, motherfucker.
Come on.
Should we start over?
Nah.
Really?
Fuck. Whatever,
or
man.
We can charge it.
Yeah,
we can charge it right now.
Yeah, we'll charge it. And I'll tell the story, and then we'll leave it for the capper or something. Oh, you got... Oh, cool. Okay. But then you need an adapter thing. You got that?
There should be, like, a USB.
Why is everything so painful here?
Yeah, right.
Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, nice. Oh, beautiful.
Silent Chris
is the savior of life and me and life and God and everything. I love Silent Chris. Best part.
Yeah, I need
the
best partners
in the world. I got the best partners in the world, Chris. I got April Mendoza and Silent Chris. That's all I need.
Well, that's so small.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
so here we go. Okay. Here we go. All right.
Here we go.
Okay. I am not in a THC zone. I'm going to get into the THC zone.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to tell you the Christmas story, and we're going to talk about holidays and all that stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And a one and a two and a... I click on it.
Make sure you don't blow into the mic as well.
Yeah. That's a long hit.
Yeah. Don't blow into the mic. What does it taste like?
Holy fuck. Shit is not, like, natural. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it usually isn't because I... Make
we
like
bought this
weird
for $7,
ass.
So...
Right. You know what?
That's also something.
I'm giving this to someone. Not to me, though.
Merry it's also horchata flavor, so...
Right. Like, what is... You want to try?
Oh, I guess I can.
I learned how to expand my lungs, and I just don't want to mess with it and fill it up
it
with...
It is sticky. Oh, that's
stuff.
Weird.
You know what? I'm lame, world. I'm not some big drug addict man. You know what I mean? Like, I like a little weed flower. This is strange. I'll give that to Sonic Chris and my brother.
I want
to
taste it.
Go for it.
It's sticky on the mouthpiece.
Yeah. No, but I have to say I'm pretty high. I mean, it's good. And in fact, I'm not disparaging the product. I'm just saying that...
Or look, you want to try it.
Go for it.
It doesn't taste bad.
No, it's actually pretty good. It's good, actually. I'm not used to vape pens. How is it?
I don't really taste the horchata.
My lungs feel
okay. I don't taste horchata. Ugh.
You know what? Maybe I should try it again. Just give it a shot. Maybe I'm not giving it. I got to give the devil his due. Okay? Hold on.
The devil's lettuce.
Yeah. We're all sharing germs. It's great.
COVID isn't a thing anymore.
No, yeah. Who cares? It's not a... Hold on. Okay, let me take another hit. Hold on. You know what? I think I'm going to have a pretty interesting, nice, pleasant holiday Christmas. How do you feel, Morgan?
Oh, you mean in terms of love?
Yeah.
Good?
I don't feel...
It hit fast.
Yeah, it did.
Say. Yeah, how do you feel, Blake?
But I'm
you
like,
feel good?
Yeah, I could feel it.
Really? Are you high, buddy?
Probably.
Yeah? Nice. Are you a little stoned?
A little.
I feel pretty happy. Yeah. Like, I feel good.
Yeah.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I think we should share with the audience the Christmas story.
Okay.
Thank you, Blake.
Yeah.
Inform us.
Okay. Now... You guys, picture the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this stuff is great.
Say, I don't really like it.
My mom always said that I complain about things that are good, but then when I accept them, into my soul and I'm happy. And I think this is a good thing. I think it's a blessing. I think it's a sin of me to say, this is really good shit. This is really good stuff. Diamonds, huh?
Yeah.
Liquid diamonds. Oh.
Yeah, it is good.
My life has become further complicated with a new love, you know? Okay, so anyway, guys, picture the scene.
Mm-hmm.
It was the holiday times about 3 years ago.
Okay.
I want to start by saying a story that happened a few weeks ago. Okay, this isn't the Christmas story. But the liquid diamonds brought this into my
mind. Should I stop it?
No, keep it.
Okay.
This is beautiful music. This is the thing is, like we did the episode on hustle and stuff. I want to bring Christmas to like whoever is watching this, and and not just Christmas, but Ramadan and Kwanzaa and Hanukkah, every holiday that is good. I want to put it in their hearts with this story because this story is heartwarming. Both stories are heartwarming, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But this first story is like, it will warm you, okay? And it illustrates the environment of downtown. And the Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, everything. This shit is awesome. Hold on.
How are you feeling now?
I don't really feel it that much anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
You felt it at first, but you don't feel it anymore. I didn't feel it at first, but now I feel it a little bit more.
I feel it, man. I feel it, and I feel... Can you play the music again?
Yeah.
Thank you. Picture the scene. No, this is the pre-story to give you an illustration of downtown.
Okay.
I was walking, and you know how I park... Where you park, Captain Morgan?
Yeah.
In the building across the street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when I walk past Thieves Corner, past those guys doing the food stamp hustle, which they buy food for food stamps, or I pass the guys selling random things, I call it my Jesus Christ walk because I'm accepting everything in downtown to go to work, to entertain, to create entertainments. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And so a couple weeks ago, I was walking, and this... man or woman, I don't know what. I'm not saying because I didn't look that well. Was standing in the street because I cut across the street to avoid Thief's Corner. Because sometimes the vibe is strange, you know? And as I was walking, this person was in the middle of the street with their with their pants and underwear down. And they were like...
Like fully naked?
Like fully naked. And urine was coming down. But I couldn't tell if it was like a man urine or a woman urine because they were like semi-squatting. But like it could have been a man just in that position with his wang, you know, like loose or something. You know what I mean? And so that's downtown. And you know, and that's the thing.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, this story will warm your heart. And I think we should have the Christmas music playing like the whole time.
Okay.
3 years ago, we were like elves in a Christmas movie. We were making our own movie to make people happy. Please, thank you, Blake. Thank you. We'll do it a couple more times until we're dead. You know, like okay. And we were making Debbie, working hard, doing our thing. And Chris and I, and April as well, we were in the building. We were doing our thing. And, you know, April was doing her thing, Chris doing his thing. We're making the movie, you know. And we couldn't have made this movie without our family, this Wild 7 family. And I'm so happy to have it. Let me sip some of this hot cocoa. And so we're hanging out, making a movie, making magic, making dreams. And then we hear this, and it's the holidays, so everything is Christmassy, and our hearts are warm, our hearts are full. And then we hear this sound. Ah! I swear to God, this is a true story. I'm not
downtown?
Like, yeah,
downtown?
This is here. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And we hear this, like, and then we're like, what the fuck is that? And then, like, we go to the window, and there's a man, like, across the street where the parking garage is. Not the one that I park at, but the one just directly across the street. And there's a woman security guard, like, rolling her eyes. And there's a man on the ground with his wiener out. And he's, like, drunk or intoxicated or something. And he's urinating.
Oh, God.
While he's, like saying to the woman, ah! And then the woman is a security guard woman, and she's sitting there like, oh, God, will you please just go away? And she kept saying, go, go. And he's like, nah, nah, you know, like. And then, so Chris and I were looking at this. A normal man, that's just, oh, haha, his wiener is out. We thought, isn't this, what do we do? You know what I mean? Like, we're not bad men, and we're not apathetic men who stand back and watch a woman get, like, assaulted or something. So what do we do? But then it's like, well, he's got his wiener out, and she's there, and she's a woman. And we were like, okay, what do we do? And then I looked at Chris. I was like, what do I do? Like, do we stop him? Do we go and say, hey, 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 hey? But then the thing is, he's so far gone. He's on a million drugs. A million mental illnesses are going through his head, probably. And he's dirty, too. He was like covered in dirt. And his wiener is out. And he's playing with it. You know, like, he's not doing the full act. But he's taunting the woman with it. Like, going like, ah! And then she's just like, God, please just go. Meanwhile, the puddle of urine is like going into the street. Like, he just keeps urinating, right? So then finally, heroes that we are, Chris and I were like, you know what? A gentleman hero, which is what we believe ourselves to be, would go down there and do something. We didn't know. We didn't have a plan. So we were like, okay, Chris, yeah, she was a young lady, but she was a security guard. So it's like, what do you do? So then we went out, and then we looked at the lady. We said, sorry, you're dealing with this. But then we don't want to touch the wiener man. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like he's just there, and he just kept making noises. And at some point, he rolled around to another area of the pavement and just continued with his wiener playing.
Wow.
And stuff. Thank you, Blake.
Yeah.
And so we stood there, and then the thing is, you have nothing to do, but you just stand there by the wiener man and by the woman who wants to be at home with her kids probably. And then across the street, the landlord of the building looked at us and said, what are you guys doing? And I said, we don't know. we don't know, but like, we think this is the right thing to do. There's a woman here, and there's a man with his wiener out. Blake, are you with me?
Yeah.
Morgan.
Yeah.
What would you do? You can't, like, hit him, because then he's like, okay, he doesn't have a knife or anything. He's just laying there in his own filth, playing with his wang. And I thought about Christmas. And you know, like, I was just like, you know. It's crazy Christmas, you know? And so I told this to this kid that we work with, Donish, that worked with us at the beginning, and we still know him. What's up, Donish? Shout out. And we realized that there's we will create this new, like Christmas character, much like the Grinch, mm-hmm. of the Wiener Man. And so, like, if kids are naughty, he'll come and like urinate on him or something, you know. That's all I got. This shit is pretty fucking bomb. Yeah. But you guys have been coming to downtown for a second. Have you seen anything similar of that nature?
I think I saw a woman taking like a shit in like the corner, like, you know, between buildings, like the layout's a little different. So there's like this little space. Yeah, she was just popping a squat.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
One time I was walking with Donish and we were going to go eat. And then there was this shit. This shit is bomb. I'm telling you, this shit is really great. I mean, I hope the content is good because the high is pretty awesome. But listen, we were walking to go to like KFC or something. And then there was a woman on the sidewalk and she was going, sorry, 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 sorry. And then like, and we're like, what? And then like, we saw, and right as I looked down, like a river of urine, like a fresh urine, like it was like a tidal wave, like, you know, like came down and we're like, oh, you know, like, and then we just walked over it. And the thing, and the thing is, if I could hook up the Wiener Man with that woman, that's like a Christmas miracle. You know what I mean? That would be so romantic.
Probably already know each other.
Right, right, right. I've seen some gnarly shit here. There used to be a guy, I felt so bad for him. This is like, you know, this is a Christmas thing. We should, if you see this man in downtown, you give him $100. But there was a guy that like, he suffered some sort of major head trauma and a major part of his head was like missing and he was always panhandling and stuff. That's a bummer. That's a bummer. Can you play the Christmas music?
Yeah.
That's a bummer. Merry Christmas. Man, it's a bummer. I'd give him money. You know? Mm. Yeah. I'd give him money. I used to buy weed over there. Like, not at the place that we went to, mm-hmm. but at the park. There used to be always somebody there on the corner. You could find out still. But there used to always be somebody there going, weed, weed, weed. And what I would do is when I would come in the morning.
Weed from the weed man?
Yeah. Well, what I would do is I used to come here with my papa. And I would say to my papa, Papa, can you give me money so I can buy some breakfast? And then my dad would give
me... You went to go buy weed.
And then he'd give me $5. This is before I had the card. Before these marvelous things existed. Uh-huh. And my father would give me $5. And then I'd go to the corner. Sometimes I'd be honest, I'd buy a breakfast. But my breakfast was a strawberry cheese muffin and a Red Bull and a cigarette. And that was my breakfast. Wow. I was very healthy back then. And I would take the $5 if I was buying weed. I'd go to the corner. And one time I saw a woman with a stroller and her kid was saying it. But there would always be somebody going, weed, weed, weed. And then you'd go up to them and you'd go, yo, give me a nickel. And then you have your five, do the hand thing. And then they give you like a bag of the shittiest weed you've ever smoked. They used to call it Arizona. I don't know if they still do. It was from Mexico. And it used to be in a little bag and it would have little marijuana leaves. Sort of like, you know, on the thing. It was the worst weed. It was brown and stemmy. Seeds.
It was $5.
$5. I once went to Mexico. I got similar weed when I was like desperate, you know. Yeah. I once went to Mexico with my brother and we were looking for weed. And my brother, his method was just to go up to everybody and go, Señor, mota? You know, which I guess means drugs. And they'd be like, no. But he found me some weed, you know. And are there any, this holiday season, guys, are there any holiday prayers that you want to give for the world or any wishes that you have? We could go around the room, Blake, Morgan, and then myself.
Dang. I guess just like be kind to one another.
That's
and, like
cool.
Share love.
That's nice. That's nice. What about you, Morgan?
Similar.
Similar?
But don't be dumb.
Don't be dumb. I agree with that. And
that's just life advice for you.
Yeah. I'll take that advice. I'll take that. Be smart. Be the best you that you can be. I hope that everyone learns how to like do better things in the community, in their communities and stuff. And that like maybe I hope, you know what I hope? I hope some people learn that giving is just as good.
Yeah.
You know, like I gave you hits of my drugs. You know,
thank you,
and that made me feel good. You know, like it's a good thing, and I hope the war in Ukraine at least calms down. You know, at least just chills out just for a little bit, so I can just breathe. You know, and also what's going on in the news? I hope the elections show that our democracy works. And I hope that all people that have various virtues, that they're like, they know that the democracy works, and that we're all in this together. We're all in the same boat. We might be in different boats, but we're in the same ocean.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And one family.
Yes.
What? I thought you were about to say the pledge.
One,
I don't know why.
One what?
What is it? Oh, one nation.
One nation. One. That's what I wanted to say. One family. This Christmas, you guys.
Yeah.
Maybe Emmanuel can put like holiday things behind this.
An American flag.
American flag. That's me. Dude, if you could find the patriotic music. Is it around? Because we should get off on a patriotic kick. Yeah.
Before that, it was like what you were saying was more heartfelt than I imagined. Right. It was like, oh
yeah.
Oh.
Well, Morgan.
Yeah.
I'm a heartfelt man because of this great nation. When Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin and our other forefathers wrote the Constitution of Independence, did they have Christmas in mind? Did they have us in mind? No, but they had an essence of what they were going through for this country. When I look at other countries, especially the country where my father fled, when he fled because he knew the revolution was coming, he fled Iran. I once asked him, Dad, why did you come here from Iran? It seems like an all right place. And he said, because of your freedom and the freedom of your siblings, and the freedom of your mom. I love you, Dad. And I'm happy to be in America. And I'm happy that we're all together. And I'm happy that, Blake, I'm happy that you're in my life.
Yeah.
I'm happy, Captain Morgan, that you're in my life. I'm happy for all of Wild 7. And on behalf of all of us at Wild 7, I want to wish all of you a safe and happy Ramadan. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all of those things, every single one of them. Be in your heart. Be with your lover. Be, I don't know. To any ladies out there, I was seeing someone for a second. We're good, though. But no hard feelings or anything, but like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? We got it. Remember that one time we put out vibes to babes? It worked. So I'm just doing that. Yeah. I'm not kidding. It worked. Yeah. Sorry, Captain Morgan. I need to use my platform sometimes. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But for real, if you want to go out on a date with me, let's go to the movies. Let's. Hey, I'll provide this. I'll be your dope man. You know what I mean? Like Eazy-E. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you.
Please take a moment and hit those like and subscribe buttons. While a small gesture, it really means a lot to Wild 7 Studios and allows us to continue creating meaningful and fun content for your viewing pleasure.
Do we have to plug? Are we going to plug?
We're good.
Oh, wait. Yeah, let's plug.
Okay.
All right. That would have been perfect. But yeah, let's plug. Okay. Follow Wild 7 Studios on Instagram at Wild 7 Studios. Follow us. Go to our website, wild7studios.com. Like, share, and subscribe to us on YouTube. We have a lot more stuff than this. This may seem fun. We have a lot more fun stuff. Also, Simpin' After Dark is back. Ashley is crushing it. Lots of good stuff. She recently had Almond Milk Honey on, and that was a good discussion. She had Young Student Loans, and she's having, it's a whole party over there. Join the party, the Wild 7 party. Also, you can follow me at Twitter on Instagram at Mr. Nas Red, Mr. Dot Nas Red on Twitter, I think. What about you, Blake?
Famous Blake on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, FAMUS Blake.
I don't really have like a business Instagram. I just have a personal one.
But I will say, Captain Morgan is a master cutter. So if you need something cut up, editing wise, you hit us up, we'll hit her up.
There we go.
We'll be the middleman.
I'll make a business.
Yeah. And we're not gonna gouge her with some crazy like manager fee. She keeps everything she makes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, gang. That's it. Merry, happy holidays. Fuck off.